us men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But only three in the Green Beret. Thank you,
his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 7th day of June, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, in addition to the food you stock up, to stock up on your supplements, vitamins, and essential oils. Of course, hemp oil will be part of that. And make sure you got a 2-year supply of all the vitamins, supplements, essential oils, hemp oil that you think you might need in the future. Make sure that you keep track of the expiration dates. They won't turn bad. They'll just lose potency. Keep them in a cool, dark place, away from humidity. Cool, dry, dark place, and they should last for a long time. And rotate them. As you buy, use up one bottle, buy another one and rotate. Keep your stock freshened up like that. Don't just let them sit there. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wendy Green with my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's a prolific author, having authored 10 books, and I believe certainly more on the way. Amateur archaeologist, man about town, radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How's it going?
Well, no complaints, sir. The religion of peace has struck twice in the last 24 hours, once at Notre Dame Cathedral and then in the Parliament in Iran. And so they're just living up to the reputation, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, and so what's the problem with Trump trying to limit that from coming into this country? I mean, excuse me. There are people who definitely want to destroy this country, and they show themselves by their insistence on opening up our borders. I mean, that's beyond insane, but that's who these people are. They're insane. They're office and crazy.
Recently resigned, I think he's resigned, FBI Director Comey. His FBI said, we don't have the resources to properly vet these people from these countries. Now, that's, you know, that's not Obama. I mean, that's not Donald Trump saying that. That's the FBI saying they don't have the resources. They can't vet these people. Plus, there's other issues other than being possible terrorists. They're coming in with communicable diseases such as drug-resistant tuberculosis, and they're being given passports upon arrival. And that's documented. There's a woman being interviewed on my there's a video on my website, I should say. She's a volunteer, Jim, for one of these groups that were bringing in the Muslims into Metro Kansas City area. And when she found out about the communicable diseases that these men and women have, and the fact that they're giving passports immediately upon arrival, which is the gold standard for anybody to have, an American passport, she resigned her position and went public with what she knew. So it needs to end, and I hope the Supreme Court will do the right thing and support the travel ban on people from these, I believe it's 7 countries. I would expand it to several more myself, but it's a good start, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah. And it's not about religion. It's not about all these other things. It's simply that you cannot vet. You cannot, if you don't know who these people are, and they're bringing in people labeled as children who are 25-year-old men. So, right. You know, it's crazy. It's just beyond crazy.
Well, these same children, these 25-year-old men, are ending up in American high schools, of all things. That's just beyond crazy.
The whole thing is crazy. But your prepper tip of the day, I was going to mention, people should be using their emergency equipment all the time, their emergency food. It should be part of their regular life. And so in renewing it constantly is very important. So understanding your equipment, using it. And I've always said, if there's an emergency, your lifestyle really should not change at all. If you are prepared, you know, being prepared is not just buying a bunch of stuff and putting it in the closet. Get right. it out, use it, use your food. If you have medications, use them. And like you say, store ahead of time if you do have to have medications, and keep them renewing. And that's part of the process. If you have equipment of any kind, even if it's tents or whatever, use it. You know, shut the infrastructure off to your house for a weekend, and then everybody has to, you know, do everything without normal infrastructure.
Right. Well, turn off the power Friday afternoon and keep it off until Sunday afternoon is a huge wake-up call for people who haven't done that. And it changes your whole perception when you go through that little two-day exercise, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. John, I wanted to mention something, and I'd been thinking about this. I talked to you a little bit about some of my thoughts. But the way we choose presidents and leaders, like when you're in the military, for example, you need to choose leaders that are capable of doing the job. And part of being president, for example, or congressman or whatever, is congressman not so much, but the president is in a position that could be potentially high stress. And so just because somebody knows something or they've been in office or whatever does not qualify them to be president. You need a person who's stable. And that's something that I learned the hard way. I'm not going to go into really detail here. But I had a personal event in this last week in which it was an extreme high tense situation. With, a near death, let's put it that way, where absolute immediate response was required, and all of the people there, all of them, went crazy.
Right.
I stepped in and took control, and I was the only person that had the semblance of what to do, in spite of right. the fact that possibly other people knew what to do. And so what I'm saying is that when things happen, major things happen, you need somebody that can maintain their wits. And John, you know, you've been in stressful situations much more than most of us, but I need your comment on that too.
Well, I agree absolutely, Jim. And I know the direction you're going because we did have our previous conversation. And in general, men are more suited for dealing with those kind of high-stress, life-threatening situations than women are. That's just a general observation. Women are the nurturers, And it's shaky ground to be able to address this and not get sideways with what people believe in their hearts. But women traditionally have not been in those positions of combat commanders, which the commander-in-chief, of course, is the commander of all U.S. forces during war only. That's kind of got lost in the dust of history here somehow. But the President of the United States is only commander-in-chief when there's war taking place, not in peacetime. Regardless, the person in that position should be a person who can keep their calm, cool head when everything is falling apart around them, and that's not optional, is it, Jim?
Well, and additionally, you can't take this personally. I mean, you can't be president and go, "Well, geez, you know, if I do this, I might get killed." You know, I mean, you need to be making correct decisions. And if we have somebody like Hillary Clinton that is renowned for making bad decisions, lying, putting up false information, hiding information, doing underhanded things to actually create the situations and then lying about it, you can't have people like this as president. And there should be some kind of vetting or even psychological testing that is a test. I mean, they do this all the time for criminals in court and for other situations. And if these people can't pass a simple lie detector test, you can't have them as president. I mean, they should just be, no, you cannot be president. You can go be head of your Clinton Foundation or whatever, but you can't be president.
Right, right. Well, there are ways to address that. They may not be official, but if we did have a president that had some kind of psychosis going on, I have every reason to believe that the men in trust and responsibility places up there, such as the Supreme Court, the Department of Justice, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would do what was necessary to remove that president, either for treatment or to go into retirement and put the vice president in charge. I don't know if we've ever come close to that or not, Jim, during our history as a country, where we had to possibly consider removing the president without using impeachment. Impeachment process is a trial, and it takes a long time to go through Congress and have that happen. But I would hope it would never happen, but humans being what humans are, it certainly is a possibility, isn't it, Jim?
Exactly. But the other danger in this is then it becomes political. Like I've heard people say, well, Trump is insane. We got to get him out of office. And, you know, I mean, then it becomes a political football like almost everything else. And, you know, there's a danger in that, too. So that opens up a Pandora box. Anyway,
right.
Just a thought. But
okay.
I think the real issue is that there are people, and I'll tell you with the situation I was in the other day, if you asked everybody there before if they were stable, if they could handle a situation or they could lead in a situation of stress, they would have all said yes. None of them. Not a single one of them. Everybody lost it. Everybody
right.
totally lost it.
Right.
And that is just, you know, a fact. So,
well, it is. And I know we got people wondering. I know the incident that you're talking about, Jim, and I don't see any harm in talking about what it was, but if I respect your desire to maintain privacy in that area if you choose to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it could be any situation, high stress, where somebody is extremely hurt, let's just put it that
right.
way, to the point
right.
of near death, and an immediate response was required, and everybody lost it, is my point. And so,
right.
and these are people that would all claim that they were stable people. None of them were.
Right. These days, my usual first response would be coming upon an automobile accident, and sometimes I'm the first responder, sometimes there's two or three people, and when there are two or three people, we talk among ourselves to figure out very quickly who has the best first aid qualifications, and let that person take charge of the life-saving techniques, and then the others are become helpers. That's what I've observed on the spot in my travels. And as much as I drive, I've driven between 750,000 and 1,000,000 miles the past 25-30 years, Jim. So I come upon a lot of things. That's what I've seen. And I've seen women first responders. I've seen men first responders. But typically the women first responders are healthcare professionals. They keep a bag in their car, just like I do. A pretty comprehensive first aid kit. And that's what people do that I've been around in these roadside accidents where passersby are responding and trying to help out. Everybody just talks to each other very quickly what their qualifications are. I say, I have first aid training. The woman says, I'm a registered nurse. I say, okay, you take charge of this thing and I'll help. And that's the way it should happen in a spontaneous event like that on the side of a road.
Yeah, well, what I came into was people screaming, not having any clue what to do. I just stepped in and did. And so I don't want to talk any more about it, but okay. But the point is that when it comes to extrapolating that off to becoming president or something else, you need people that are psychologically stable.
Whether the men or women.
And what I'm telling people is they should be looking at the candidates in that light. When hit the fan, who do you want sitting there with their finger next to that red button that launches nuclear missiles? Somebody that, we're just going to have war with these people, and that's the way it is, and we're all under nuclear siege all of a sudden because you got somebody there that is mentally, believes that we should just go to war with everybody or something,
Right.
Anyway,
let's move on from there, Jim. We got about 2 minutes before the first break. What else is on your radar today?
Well, Jeff Sessions, there seems to be a lot of tension since he recused himself, and Trump has been very angry about this ever since it happened because they never asked Trump. And what Sessions did was really put him behind the eight ball, since you could relate almost everything that's going on to Russia. So Sessions basically neutralized himself, and for political reasons, political pressure. And so it's made him very ineffective, and it might be best if they just get rid of him and get some hard-nosed prosecutor in there that's going to take care of business.
It may be. It may be. I don't know. It's a tough job. It's not a job I would want, being the attorney general.
No, but it's a job that can be done, but it needs somebody that, given the problems we're facing today, it takes a pretty hard-nosed person to be in that position. Right. And I think Jeff Sessions is a swell guy, and I don't think he's got the wherewithal to be in that position. Mm-hmm. He hasn't proven that he's going to follow up and pursue the things that have to be pursued.
Right. Well, the Attorney General is an administrator and manager who gives direction and assignments and missions to the people underneath him. He's the captain of the ship. He's the he's the quarterback. He's the general, whatever analogy you want to use. But his job is to set the tone and give direction and focus and targets for his people to go after. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, but anyway, I think he's neutralized himself by recusing himself. You need somebody in there that has the full spectrum ability to work, and so I see him leaving soon.
Well, we'll see. We're on a break here. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, we are back, listening, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th day of June, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my website at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got two radio shows a week. Tell us how people can listen and about the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad. That's my weekly commercial-free show. And this week I'll be talking about the Paris climate, Trump pulling out of that and all of the details there from a scientific point of view. So that's really, really important. Also, we've started the hurricane season. I'll be talking about that and then some other topics. But also I have my paid cast, which is weekly, is $3.95 per month. And you get an extra hour, what I call a deep dive into scientific topics. I'm currently working on the Cosmos series, The Real Story, rebuffing the Carl Sagan 1980 when Carl Sagan made the Cosmos series, which is still very popular and considered true to form. And then the Neil deGrasse Tyson Cosmos series from 2014. Using their talking points to basically show the holes and fallacy in modern scientific belief and then replace it with my work. So that's the paid cast, all that available on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And the archives for my weekly radio show are also there for going back about 17 years.
All right. Well, that's good to know, and it's about time somebody really addressed that Carl Sagan mess that he put out. It's been almost 40 years ago, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yeah, and the Neil deGrasse Tyson followed suit using literally the same talking points, stressing basically that the universe and the Earth did everything we see all by itself. That this was a natural process and evolution, and it's really an atheistic view of everything, and they leave such gaping holes, just kind of like this hand-waving, as if they say it, then it should be true. But there's really a lot of big holes in astronomical science and in evolution and those type of things. So it's a really complex topic. And they've done a good job also of branding anybody who does not agree with evolution. That you're a creationist or you're this or you're that. And they've, like anything, they've created this dual side of thing. They've created it. And there's no room for anything else.
No. Well, they manipulate language. And now the word denier has been brought to the forefront. If you don't believe human beings change our climate, you're a climate change denier. If you don't believe that one species can become another species, you're an evolution denier. There's no evidence of one species evolving to become a different species. There's not now, never has, never will be. There's the evidence...
Even the definition, John, of a species is when Darwin started classifying species, and botanists and, you know, whatever, anthropologists started classifying species, they did it on external traits. And when you look at the DNA, it has nothing to do with the difference between DNA structures. And they also assume that, like, for example, cosmic rays come in and by random... All of this stuff happens just by accident, right. You know, that it's right. Random. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but the...
I know you could.
but this idea of evolution and the way they just state it, you know, and Carl used his arrogance, and also they build up these people like they're Hercules of science, that whatever they say, you just better darn well believe.
That's right.
And... So anyway, that's the point of this, is to take them on and finally drive a spike through the heart of the dragon, or whatever you call it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that needs to be done. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it is our project, all you listeners are helping out with this, of finding new movies and TV shows. When I say new, that means we haven't found them before, not that they're new in terms of when they were released, that have images of continents with new coastlines. And there's more of them. There's more all the time, it seems like. We just have another one that's going to, when we get it posted, it will have, it will show the Earth tilted on with a new axis, a new North Pole, new South Pole. And it's an apocalyptic movie, mainstream movie, with a well-known actor in the lead role. So if you find one, If you find a movie or TV show showing continents with new coastlines, or even a tilted Earth with a new North Pole, get that image to me. And as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my DVDs that I produce as a thank you. So let's move forward with that. The list keeps growing. Also at my website, you'll find energy cleaners, marvelous healing devices. They work on every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bring in fresh nutrition. That's how they work. You can read up on the patent application for yourself. We talk about pain mitigation, or ankle pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. That's the two things we focus on. And if you don't get the relief you're looking for, just box it up, ship it back. I refund your money. No questions asked. Details at my website. You can place your order at my website for the energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with them. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, let's continue, sir.
John, were we going to talk about water filters today?
Well, we can. I will be a dealer as soon as I can get all set up with my webmaster, but let's do talk about water filters.
Okay, just to explain, people may know that I have an affiliate program for my water filters, the JMCC water filters, and John is going to become an affiliate, which we've talked about. It's just a matter of getting everything arranged on his page. But the idea is that these filters are just the current or light years ahead of other water filter technology. The other technologies out there today are basically 20-year-old technologies. And so my filters do not require any add-ons. They don't require priming. They're made in the United States. Basically, the formulation of the filters takes out, we have gone after all of the toxins that you might find in water today, and so these are really the most complete list of toxin removals without add-on filters, and so the list goes on and on. But anyway, John, and I just should add, too, that we now have the large, high flow rate, commercial-grade filters, which can be used in farms, ranches, industrial settings. So at any rate, John is becoming an affiliate, and you'll be able to see the ad on his page. So I encourage people, when you need water filter products, go to John's page, and then John gets credit for those, and basically we split the profits. And so it's a way for me to help John out and him to help me out and help
you
out.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll have that set up by the end of the business day Friday, I hope. Tim and I both have a lot going on, but we'll be on that and get it set up, Jim.
Yeah, so just so people are aware, go to John's webpage. And by the way, John, I see at the very top of the webpage here the Prague Peace Prize.
Yes.
I imagine you've talked about that on your show a little bit.
Well, I'm being awarded the Prague Peace Prize, and I'm going to Prague, Czech Republic next month to receive that award and have a speaking. I'll be speaking to the group there and possibly have other speaking engagements or consultations while I'm in Europe. That remains to be seen. If it happens, it's great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So, yes, it came out of the blue. I had no idea I was being awarded this prize until it came up out of the blue. So it's quite an opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to the trip.
Well, congratulations. This is amazing. I'm proud to say I know you. You know, I know somebody that's getting recognition, and that's what this is.
Well, it's mainly based on my DVD that I last update was 2010, and that's how I came to the attention of these folks in the Czech Republic.
Wow.
So,
well, good, yeah. Good. Congrats, yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, moving on from there, it seems like the turmoil of the anti-Trump people is dying down. It seems to be going away, at least a little bit. What do you think, sir?
Well, Here's what I see. If it weren't for people like Alex Jones and others that just keep raving about this all the time, really, you wouldn't hear about it because nobody listens to the mainstream media anymore. And so I sent a message, a subliminal message to Alex through some people to, hey, just cut it out. Quit talking about this, you know, because it's a very much a minority, a very, very vocal minority. But if it weren't for, you know, because like I say, nobody looks at mainstream media anymore. They're being paid by the CIA and by other groups that are trying to, you know, Soros and other media groups trying to get their message out there. But nobody listens to that. So if we just stop talking about it, they'll, you know, they'll wither on the vine and go away.
That's right.
It's funny because their sponsors, they know. I mean, when I'm on radio shows or like, say, Coast to Coast, when they're on, you know, their supporters are getting data on how many people are listening. They know how many people are listening and or watching or whatever. And they got to know their numbers are way down. So, and they go by those numbers. I mean, that's...
That's
right.
They
put a lot of money into this.
Right. They live and die by those numbers. They do.
And so, anyway, yeah, I think it's going away. Trump is doing stuff. If you see what Trump is doing every day, like he just signed the transportation for improving the air traffic controller equipment.
Right.
He you know, things like this that have been lacking for, you know, 30 years.
Right.
And he's on top of this. I mean, he's managing this like it should be managed. And so the media doesn't cover these details. And so people like Alex Jones should be covering this and just covering that. Just forget about the Democrats. And
well,
the
there's no sizzle. Jim, there's no sizzle to covering improving the air traffic control system. It doesn't have any pop. It doesn't have any sizzle.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, that's my recommendation. But Trump is doing an amazing job. I mean, we've never had a president that did things. And like he said, from the morning till night, he's busy all day. He's meeting people. He's making deals. He cut amazing deals when he went to the Mideast. And he said most presidents sit in the office all day and don't do anything.
Well, the last one played golf. The last one played golf a lot. Well, the real president, the communist Muslim Valerie Jarrett, was actually running the country while he was playing golf. You know, Donald Trump is a CEO, and of course he doesn't answer to a board of directors. When he was in the private sector, he did not answer to a board of directors. He did his own thing. But any CEO who did answer to a board of directors of a Fortune 500 company that played golf as much as Hussein Obama did, he'd be fired in a New York minute, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, New York second. Yeah, it'd be. Yeah, these people are ridiculous. And, you know, they're basically, their script is put out there for them. He wasn't president of anything. He was just there to implement the programs that were put in front of him.
Empty suit, saying what he was told to say, reading off the teleprompter, and shaking hands and signing documents they put in front of him. That's all the man did, right?
Yeah, and so the other thing Trump did is he broke the cycle of the Clinton-Bush dynasty, and that's something they can't get over. I mean, they really don't know what to do about this, and it's because the American public came out and voted in such numbers, and this I want to stress again, my study about the voter fraud, it really hasn't gotten the notoriety it should have. But literally, 10 million votes minimum, illegal votes were cast for Hillary Clinton and taken away from Trump. And I estimate that it's around 17 million. And so this idea that somehow she won the popular vote is just beyond absurd.
It is.
And so we're dealing with a very, very gross minority of people. And in fact, there's another way to look at that even. And if you look at the Bernie Sanders people who simply did not vote or voted for Jill Stein or simply didn't vote, you're talking about two-thirds of the Democratic Party that, you know, did not vote for Hillary Clinton. So where did she get all these votes from?
Right, right. Well, just before the election, Hussein Obama put out a public statement that illegal aliens, unregistered, you know, that had no authority to vote, would not be prosecuted if they did vote. Now, how crazy is that?
Well, they were digging for every. I think at the end they realized that things were not going well, and Trump was just going out and doing the whistle stop all over the country with his airplane, just flying around, and it was very low budget. I mean, to fly his own plane around, land in a place, talk to 10,000 people, and fly to the next place, two or three places per day. That's what he was doing. And he had no plan. And the people came out to see him, and they all voted for him.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And there were 10 voting places in the country where Hillary Clinton got 10 to 17 million votes extra.
Well,
it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to swing the Electoral College, is the point.
Well, I was going to say, and thank goodness for the Electoral College. You know, the Founding Fathers were very wise when they put the Electoral College in there. Very wise. And I have friends, liberal friends, that would like to see the Electoral College done away with because they want democracy. And the Founding Fathers were doing everything they could to make sure we did not have democracy.
Right. Exactly. John, I wanted to talk about something. It's in the news. Boeing just created a test, a fictitious test of a missile defense system. They have not had a test in over 3 years, and they shot down a missile that came from like some atoll out in the Pacific. They shot off an equivalent of an ICBM missile, and right. Then from Vandenberg Air Force Base shot the anti-missile missile, and right. It hit it and destroyed it. It's
okay.
A kinetic energy missile. Go ahead.
Well, that's been mainstream news. Yes, sir, that just happened. It just took place in the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, but the idea is that all of the fanfare, et cetera, this is not a missile defense system. And any system like this is easily defeated. Say we had, you know, say there's Russia has 6,000 ICBMs, North Korea has 20. China has 2,000.
Okay.
And along with those, they launch another two or three times that in fake drones. And so, and they come in, and the missile they shot down was a target, and it had no capability of diversive tactics. And these things are moving so fast that you cannot alter once they're set up. You cannot alter their path, and especially right. Once you get close. And so all it takes is a little jog from that missile, and you missed. So these are so
well with a kinetic weapon, it has to physically hit it because there's no explosion going on.
Yeah, and so I mean, and then you still have the possibility of the nuclear warhead being capable of going off.
Right.
The whole idea of this is for somebody to feel good and get funding. It has nothing to do with really building a missile. If you look at the missile defense systems that have been created by the U.S., none of them have ever worked, and none of them have ever been tested under real live conditions.
Well, something I've pointed out for years, and this has to do with naval warships. The Navy will talk about, well, I'm just throwing out some rough numbers here. We can stop 10 incoming missiles at the same time. So my response is, well, the enemy's going to shoot 20 at the same time.
Right. Yeah, and the missiles that are coming in now, the Exocets and beyond, are capable of moving, etc. And so a navy is really a World War II archive. We really shouldn't even be using navies anymore.
The only purpose Navy served, Jim, if I may interrupt you, is to intimidate countries that cannot counter the U.S. Navy. Any country that does have modern weapons, such as Russia and China, the U.S. Navy is a big zero.
Yeah. And if we base our ability to do offensive warfare on the Navy, then if that goes down, then what does that leave us here in this country? We do not have good defense of this country, if you look at it, and from within or from without.
Well, a century ago, they used to paint the U.S. Navy ships bright, brilliant white. And here's what would happen. It would say there was some dictator in some country somewhere, say in South America. The dictator would wake up one morning, and his aide would say, General, you need to come out and see this. And there out in the harbor would be this massive U.S. Navy battleship painted brilliant white that arrived overnight. And it's a form of intimidation, which is very effective if you don't have any countermeasures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, but if you do, I guess my point is that we do not have good defense for this country. And
no,
especially
we don't.
With the internal threat, we do not
Absolutely.
Have good defense. The only
not
defense
even.
Is to get the potential problems out of here.
We need to do that. We got a break, Jim. We got a break. Hold on. We got a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th day of June, visiting with Professor McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got about 3 minutes here to conclude our conversation.
Also on this idea of defending the country, some people have stated that the U.S. has the ability to deflect asteroids and that this is no longer a threat. It's completely false. There's no more ability to deflect asteroids than we have to defeat an incoming barrage of nuclear weapons.
Well, Jim, we all saw Bruce Willis go up there and do that.
Excuse me, I know, and the music was wonderful.
You're bursting my bubble. Bruce Willis did not deflect that asteroid. I'm devastated.
It was a good Hollywood production, and the music was great, and the excitement was great, but the unfortunate reality is that, and you don't want to blow an asteroid into lots of pieces because, you know, it'd be like taking your chances with a .22 bullet and a shotgun.
Right. You turn the bullet into a bunch of shot. Yep. Yep, absolutely.
And so anyway, no, I picked this up. Neil deGrasse Tyson said it on the Cosmos series, and it just blew me away that somebody would actually say that. But that was one of the other points of the Cosmos series, was to deflect any idea that something could happen to us on Earth, that, oh, everything is great, years in the future, million years in the past, but not now.
Keep working, keep taking out those 30-year mortgages, everything's going to be fine.
That's right. That was one of the big themes, and so if you look at the themes of those shows, that was one of them.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Jim, we're pretty much out of time here. I want to encourage people to listen to your radio shows and go to your website. And like you said, Jim, by the end of the week, I'll be selling your water filters. They'll be posted on my website for sale, and people can take advantage of a very unique Made in America product, and I hope they will do so.
Wait, by the way, I put a coupon up there. Tim will be posting it. It's called Liberty. They'll get 10% off their purchases. It'll go through Monday.
Okay.
And we'll do that from time to time, put up a coupon that's a discount, and that'll be there.
That's great. I'll talk to Tim today and make sure we get that all posted and set up.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, thanks, sir. I don't want to be cut off by the music. Yeah. Anything else? Okay.
No, we'll talk to you next week, John.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Okay, that's the first hour. Second hour, we're going to have open lines. We'll talk about anything and everything. This is your show. So the callers get to set the agenda, and the call number is 800-313-9443. It's an interesting year so far, and in 3 weeks, the year will be half over. How about that? We'll moving right along. And, so we have plenty of issues to discuss, the religion of peace, what Donald Trump's doing, and so forth. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word. bloated. You can get it today. Log on to getthetea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.